This month, librarian Nancy Pearl is anticipating summer vacation with some book recommendations for younger readers. Last week, Nancy brought in a picture book and a chapter book for first and second graders. Today, she has something for older kids. It's by a guy named Edward Carey.
Edward Carey wrote a novel for adults called Observatory Mansions, which is odd and wonderful. And odd and wonderful is a wonderful description, a very apt description of his, what is going to be a trilogy for children. The first one being Heap House.
H-E-A-P, like a big heap.
Yeah, like a big heap. And I would say this is really appropriate for 11 through 14, maybe a 10-year-old too. The main character in Heap House. And let me back up a moment to say it is Heap House because it is this big, big house with many byways and attics and wings and L's and everything. It's a huge house outside of London that is surrounded by a heap of trash.
Oh.
And the trash has been known, because it's ever sort of moving and settling, it has been known to let me just say it's dangerous to be out there in the trash.
For some reason, I'm thinking of a series of unfortunate events when I look at this. Is it that in that kind of genre of? Yeah,
but even much more serious, I think. This is not a funny book. I remember when the Harry Potter books first came out, and I talked about the very first one on here,
yes.
KOW, and I loved it. And you could recognize immediately that it was a very special series, was going to be a very special series. That's how I feel about Heap House. There are so many fantasy books since Harry Potter, and it's rare to find a fantasy book that is not either influenced by Harry Potter or influenced going all the way back to The Hobbit and the Narnia books. Mm-hmm. Heap House is, I have to say, totally original. The main character is a boy named Claude Ironmonger. All of the names of the Ironmongers, who are the major family in here, are kind of skewed real names. So it's not Claude, it's Claude, C-L-O-D. And when all of the if you are an Ironmonger, when you are born, you get what is known as a birth object, and you have to stay connected to these birth objects. You have to keep them close to you. So one of Claude's aunts got a mantle, so she can't leave her room.
Oh my!
So there's that. Now Claude's birth object is a bath plug and chain. Do you remember those old-fashioned bath? And so he has to keep that. Now what happens to Claude is he can hear these other people's birth objects talking to him. And a major part of this book is figuring out why Claude can hear them and why they're talking. And he is he's about to be trousered. That's a lovely verb, trousered, which means he puts on long pants, and married off to a cousin of his that he is not fond of, named Penelope. And Penelope, so he's about to be married off. He's not happy about this. But luckily, he meets a young woman, not an ironmonger, named Lucy Tennant, who becomes the second major character.
With a regular name.
Yes.
So this sounds like the sort of book that would be great for those kids who really love to just lose themselves in reading.
Yes. Edward Carey is British. He lives now in Austin, Texas, with his wife, the novelist and short story writer, Elizabeth McCracken. And he writes and illustrates all of these books in the series, in the trilogy. But they're very Dickensian. It's a Dickensian world, and it's this amazing combination of weirdness and magic, which I find personally unbeatable.
So a not like Harry Potter, but like J.K. Rowling's series, in that it's original and it's going to captivate readers this summer?
I think so. It's going to captivate special readers, though. A special reader that is that kind of child who is not looking for action, 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 okay, because this is a book that slowly reveals itself.
So this is the first part of a planned trilogy. It's called Heap House, and the author and illustrator is Edward Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, for 11, 12, possibly advanced 10-year-olds.
Or adults.
Or adults, as always.
I loved it.
Librarian Nancy Pearl, she joins us every Tuesday with her reading recommendations. This month, she's featuring books for younger readers, and you can find all of those suggestions at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.